On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Wednesday the 30th of October and time to check out what happened on this day, including the birthdays. Today, US singer Grace Slick, she was the vocalist with rock band Jefferson Airplane in the 60s. She turns 80 years old today. Henry Winkler, best known as playing the Fonz in Happy Days, he's 74. Hey. Doug Parkinson, the Australian singer, 73. Hey. Timothy B. Schmidt, the former member of Poco, who joined the Eagles as bass guitarist and vocalist in the 70s. Well, he's 72 today. Gary McDonald, the Aussie actor, played Norman Gunston and then Arthur in the ABC TV comedy Mother and Son. He's 71 today. Harry Hamlin, the US actor, starred in LA Law and the new series of Mad Men, is 68. Alex Smith, lead singer with Aussie band Moving Pictures, is 62. Had a massive hit with this one. And then remember when Shannon Knoll did it on Idol?
Mm-hmm.
Former Argentinian soccer player and coach Diego Maradona is 59 today. Former Australian cricketer Michael Valletta is 56. Gavin Rossdale, the English muso, lead singer with Bush, is 54. And Snow, my favourite tacky song from the 90s, he was responsible for this gem. Yeah, Informer. Well, he turns the big 5-0 today.
Go on, let's hear the Ally version.
Informer, you know, said that Mr. Miyaka Blee, I'm a licky bum bum now.
Not bad. Mm. It was on this day in 1894 that the time clock into which time cards were inserted was patented by Daniel N. Cooper of Rochester, New York.
In 1896, Heinz launched an advertising slogan, 57 varieties. Of what? Soup? Beans?
Flavours?
Mm.
In our state's north, in Marble Bar in 1923, they experienced temperatures of over 100 degrees for 161 consecutive days.
What on earth? In 1938, Orson Welles' radio version of War of the Worlds went to air and freaked everybody out. Everyone thought there was an alien invasion. But it does kind of sound like that. Check this out.
I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me. Half buried in a vast pit.
Yeah, don't think it would work today, though.
No, I mean, radio was the biggest form of communication back then. Now we've got social media.
It was on this day in 1965 that English model Jean Shrimpton made the news headlines in Australia when she arrived at Derby Day at Melbourne's Flemington Racecourse. Check this out. In a miniskirt, minus stockings, gloves and a hat.
Oh, the scandal.
Right.
Now chicks don't even wear shoes. And that's on this day for Wednesday, the 30th of October.